Ron Haviv has spent his career documenting lives ravaged by conflict. As a photojournalist, he has traveled the world, snapping pictures of everything from Colombia's drug wars to Kurds fleeing Iraq. His work has appeared in newspapers and magazines around the world. 10 years ago, Haviv set out for the Balkans, a place he didn't know very much about. He's been back there many times, photographing the violent breakup of Yugoslavia. His stark, sometimes gruesome pictures of soldiers and civilians, women and children, torn apart by ethnic conflict, have been collected in a new book. Haviv told me the stories behind the pictures and how he came up with the book's title, Blood and Honey.
I had heard about this sort of legend that the Balkans were once known as a land of blood and honey, and I couldn't find the origin. And it turns out the word, when it's broken apart into Bal and Khan, the word Khan means blood and the word Bal means honey in Turkish. And that's how I came up with the title of the book.
Tell me about this photograph right here.
It's a photograph of Arkan. He was a notorious warlord, paramilitary. He ran a group of soldiers called the Tigers. And in the picture, he's holding up a baby tiger that he liberated from a Croatian zoo. And posed for the picture quite proudly.
Maybe this helped you out when you ran into him again.
It definitely helped me out because he remembered it. And I went up to him and I said, you remember me from last year in the war in Croatia and the picture of the tiger. And, you know, can I please stay here and work and photograph your troops as they're doing whatever they're doing? And he said, sure, no problem. Off you go. And he sent me off with a unit of 15 to 20 guys. And as I moved through the town with Arkan's troops, we arrived at a mosque. And some of the troops went into the mosque, they took down the Islamic flag, they posed for pictures with the flag. And at the same time, some other soldiers were going house to house, pulling people out of the homes. And I heard some shouting, and I walked outside the mosque, and a man had been pulled out, his sort of hands were up in the air, and soldiers were screaming at him. And a few minutes later, a woman came out, and she started screaming. And at the same time, the soldiers were all screaming at me not to take any photos. No pictures, no pictures. And the woman is screaming, and the man is screaming, and then some shots rang out, and the man went down. And in the image, you can see the woman bending over her hand in his hand, trying to put her other hand on his chest to stop the bleeding. And I turned my back to them, and I walked back towards the soldiers, and a couple more shots rang out, and I looked over, and the woman was just shot. And I lifted my camera, and as I did so, a Serbian soldier came from my left, and walked into the frame and walked right towards the bodies and brought his foot back and began to kick the bodies. And I knocked off one or two frames. I put my camera down just as he turned and looked at me, and I was really nervous that I thought that perhaps he saw me, but he didn't see me. I smiled at him. I said, great, let's go. And he turned and said, great, and we ran up the street. And luckily, photographs were got out. The photographs were published, and in my opinion, in time for the world community to react. They were in Time magazine and Perry Match and Stern and all the major capitals, and there was no reaction. And a week later, Sarajevo was split, and the war really began.
It's not just Serb atrocities you have in here. Everyone gets into the act, and you have all of those documented, too.
That's true. I tried to document as much as possible from the Croatian side, the Bosnian side, the Kosovar side, as well as the Serb side. This book is a group of photographs of my experiences. I wasn't able to be everywhere at all times. But I hope that this book shows people what happens when innocent civilians of all sides are caught up in a civil war, whether they're Serb, Croat, or Bosnian, and the atrocities that occur, the prison camps, and the refugees that everybody was a refugee at one point.
You're very lucky to be alive. You had some close calls. The Serbs beat you up at one point.
I am lucky. I had a number of dangerous situations, and unfortunately, in the war in Yugoslavia, over 60 journalists were killed. It was incredibly dangerous. We were targeted because people didn't like the reports that they were seeing, and obviously thousands of civilians were killed, so journalists were just sort of no different than they were. And it was a dangerous place, but I think myself and my colleagues really felt, especially 3-4 years into the Bosnian War, that since the world community was ignoring it, specifically the world politicians, that we really felt that it was incredibly important to keep going over and over again and keep showing people what was happening in the hope that things would change. And it took a long time in Bosnia, but in Kosovo it happened much quicker, and I think that's a result of my colleagues' work over the years, that we made it such an important issue over and over again that politicians finally actually reacted because they were tired of it.
This book is a catalog of horrors. There are bodies, parts of bodies, blood in the snow. It's an ordeal to look at. It's not a book I think you would give as a gift.
Well, it's there for history. It's a body of evidence. It's a reference book. I think that I'd want people not necessarily to have it on their coffee table, but on their bookshelves as a reference to a period of time in the 1990s where we had incredible atrocities that hadn't occurred in Europe since the World War II. And this should exist as a reminder that these dangers exist today in other countries, the former Soviet Union, Indonesia, and stuff like that. And that people should remember what can happen when the world community neglects to act or hinders one side from protecting the other, that it's important that we all have this in our minds as we go forward into the 21st century.
It's been a part of your life for a decade, and you're going back?
I'm going back. I'm going back because I think that this question of peace in this area has not been solved yet. I'd like to see what will happen, especially regarding the Albanians. And I'm also going back because I'm bringing this work back to the region. This exhibition of this work is going to be made into a permanent installation in Sarajevo. And a educational curriculum is going to be written by a group called the Children's Movement for Creative Education, and hopefully put it in all the schools and on all three sides in Bosnia in order to teach the children the value of living in a tolerant, multi-ethnic society. So I hope that the kids will learn about this in class, and then they'll come and see the photographs and see the actual results of what happens when you don't adhere to tolerance.
Photojournalist Ron Haviv. His book is Blood and Honey, a Balkan War Journal. You can see some of Haviv's photographs on the website, npr.org.